Maybe you're feeling a little groggy today after staying up late to watch the Oscars. It was a blockbuster year for Hollywood, and that translates to a lot of money for movie theaters. AMC, the largest movie theater chain in the country, just reported its highest earnings since the start of the pandemic. The current blockbuster, Dune Part 2, is helping, but as NPR's Isabella Gomez Sarmiento reports, AMC's success is also due to some very savvy marketing.
We come to this place for magic.
That's how movies begin at AMC theaters, with Nicole Kidman taking her seat in a silvery suit. On a recent webcast about the company's 2023 earnings, Chairman and CEO Adam Aron said the magic is working.
Global attendance at AMC theaters in 2023 tallied up 19% over the prior year and marking the highest annual attendance in the post-pandemic era.
That's, of course, thanks to Barbenheimer last summer and AMC's exclusive deals to release Taylor Swift and Beyoncé's concert films. And another contributor to AMC's brand is the company's monthly subscription program called AMC Stubs. As Celia Madison of Brooklyn, New York knows, ticket prices have gone way up since the pandemic.
As movie tickets get more expensive, I think I have a lot of friends who are like, I just don't really want to spend $24 on a movie right now.
So that's where AMC Stubs comes in. You pay a set fee each month, and you can see multiple movies every week, including in IMAX. Stubs is not a new program, but the company reports it has added 10 million new accounts since 2019. And to be clear, AMC is not the only theater offering this. Regal Cinemas and Alamo Drafthouse both have similar models. But AMC's branding has given their cinemas an almost cult-like devotion. Oscar Velasquez says he went to a competing theater recently, and it just wasn't the same.
It was like bizarro world. I was like, where is Nicole Kidman?
Somehow, heartbreak feels good in a place like this.
My name's Billy Ray, and I wrote the Nicole Kidman AMC ad.
That ad is a one-minute pre-roll introduced by AMC in 2021. It's inspired an SNL spoof and countless Halloween costumes.
It's at a point where, like, I can literally recite it word for word, like beat for beat.
Rihanna Cruz says they saw around 60 films with AMC Stubs in 2023.
I don't know. It makes it feel like going to the movies is cool. And like it's kind of like an in-crowd community thing.
The ad screenwriter Billy Ray says that's why the spot resonates.
People want community again. Well, movies are part of how we get there.
The theater industry still needs big event films to sustain this growth. But AMC's earnings show their theaters are doing something right. Or at least, maybe Nicole Kidman is. Isabella Gomez Sarmiento, NPR News.
And this afternoon on All Things Considered, to save the Great Salt Lake from drying up, environmental groups in Utah want the state to cut water deliveries to farmers. That story and all the news on your radio or your phone